or in the spiritual world, when we're talking about, you know, the universe, God, or, you know, however you want to, you know, say it, Allah, the, you know, devil and Satan and whatever, however you want to use it or say it, in these realms, they, ignorance doesn't matter, because it's going to run over you if you aren't prepared. If you're not finding ways to protect yourself from it, or to not be manipulated by it, you're going to get swallowed up.
Exactly.
Kanye,
I've been doing this more than you.
Doing what?
You ain't
more
got
than me? Come on, chill out.
You
bro.
Ain't got the answers.
Kanye,
you ain't got the answers.
Bro, I'm asking you.
You
a
ain't
question.
Been doing the education.
Bro,
you ain't been doing the education.
Kanye. Find out who you fucking with, son.
That's probably no one knows about that. People are running from YouTube. There's a bunch of platforms that's opening up. One of them is Rumble. And you can find clips on there. So I don't give a damn. I don't give a damn. I don't give a damn. For y'all that want to get this work, y'all finna get this work. And I'm going to tell you what, for the ones that are sensitive, you know, the ones that's afraid of the truth, I say click off right now. Don't listen. Don't watch. Don't. I hope you see this clip. Don't watch no more of my videos, at least for 90 days, because I'm going to be going in on like the truth. You know what I'm saying? If you're afraid, let me read my title. Let's do that. The title is "The Revolution Is Here and Now." The revolution is here and now, and there's nothing you can do about it. Powers that be. I'm just one dude, but I'm aware of what I see. I see what I see. I know you see it too. The revolution is here and now. It's happening right now. Okay. Revelations is here and now, and I'm here to bring it to you, baby. I don't think y'all understand the definition of revelations, but we finna go in. So yes, let's go. In this world, the bad guy tends to win. That's why we watch movies and cheer for the good guy to win. Because in real life, the bad guy usually wins. Just look at history. Look where we are as humans. Yes, sir. Pay attention. Oh, yeah. I believe in God. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing. Those out there that don't believe in God, you would not understand. There's a war going on, and I'm not talking about a race war or a cold civil war or what's happening in the Pacific that could lead to world war, whatever. There's more going on than what you can see with your physical eyes on this plane that we all reside. I'm here to give you that work. If the truth scares you, I'm here to bring the terror. God body. Oh yeah, we switching over. We flipping it. We going in now. Why? Because they've left me no choice. I realize the severity of the situation. So, hey, this is just me talking, right? This is just a YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, Twinder, whatever the hell. You know, wherever you're seeing this or hearing this, that's all it is. One guy here talking. That's really all that's going on. That's it. It ain't more than that. But what I want you guys to understand is, the revolution is here. It's happening right now.
A lot of different spirits and trying to like using energies and, you know, trying to, you know, in order to push somebody else's agenda using that energy. What's wrong?
That makes me breathe, because what you're saying is what it is, man. It's scary, man. I'm scared, bro. Not for my life. I'm not afraid for my life. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. They strike me down, I'm a martyr. Not afraid for my life. I'm afraid for the world. And that's why that Travis Scott thing, it hit me hard, man. Y'all don't understand. Well, I'm not saying you. People out there don't understand how intricate these things are. Like, there's other things happening that's beyond this physical plane, okay? And it's connected to other energies, okay? But sometimes they display in the physical down here in third dimension, you know, where it's dense. It's a more dense dimension. But there's more dimensions, basically, is what I want people to understand. And there's entities that exist in these other dimensions, and they have, let's say, you know, influence on this one, okay? And we have to understand that we're living in the lowest dimension of this 3D physical plane. It is dense, and it's basically, they're creating hell. I was talking to my guy, Jay Lethal, at work, and, you know, that's what I said. Earth's supposed to be the Garden of Eden, but they have created a hell. And this hell, we all live in it. We all live in it. There's no escaping. The ones that feel like, you know, they're like the demons that's enjoying hell, but it's an illusion that they're lying to themselves. No one can enjoy hell. And I'm just, you know, I'm getting heavy because that's the direction this channel is going to go in. Because, you know, I realize what they don't want you guys to hear, and that's what I'm going to double down on, trying to get you guys to understand some things, okay? And the Travis Scott thing, I know you guys think I'm crazy. I know you guys think I'm crazy for being all emotional about it, but that was no small thing. I cannot understate how this was a spectacle that was put on for the world. It was a ritual. And okay, like, you know, I believe that, you know, God and devil are not separate. You have the yin and the yang, but you also have a war between, you know, balance and unbalance, okay? That's what it really is, okay? Because see, it's always gonna come back to balance. That's true. It's inevitable. But you have forces that's pushing against it. And I believe that there has been some balance that should have came to the world sometime before that hasn't happened. It's been delayed. And it's been delayed because the soldiers aren't fighting the war. The ones on the other side are fighting the war. They know what's going on. They can see it. And they're going at it hardcore. And the majority of us are not aware. So you're fighting a war that you're not even aware of. You're definitely losing. They're winning. So they're tipping the scales. This mm-hmm. is the problem. The thing is supposed to come back to balance, but it hasn't. This is the problem. That's why we need soldiers to fight for the balance of the universe. Because what you have to understand is chaos is chaos, all right? Chaos don't care about humanity, okay? We can be gone, okay? We should be fighting for our existence to exist in this existence, because it can be taken away. This is a gift. This is the thing about prayer, okay? One thing that people really don't understand about prayer. Prayer is not about asking for anything or like trying to get something. Prayer is giving thanks. That's all it really is. You know, I'm here. I've been given these great gifts of the earth, the oxygen, the animals, the other humans. I've been given the sun, I've been given the moon, I've been given these perfect cycles that are able to create, grow plants and like I'm. It's like I'm in a spaceship floating through. Space is not away from the Earth. We live inside of the space. The Earth is like a little spaceship, or you can even call it a space suit, because it's like we're floating around in a void where we have a protective shield over us that gives us oxygen and energy that allows us to continue to live. And then we can reproduce and keep our life, our lineage going on forever.
Look, I'm gonna tell you, man, just to kind of, you know, let you take a breath. One of the things that a lot of us are not realizing, because I know some people who are true soldiers, like, they're looking at this fight as more of a physical one than it is a mental or, you know, your spiritual one. Because, I mean, we have to connect back to the mind, and, you know, they don't realize that, like, a lot of these people who like the world the way it is and in disarray and, you know, with people, because I mean, a lot of these people, they use your energy. Like, that's why in the TV site, like, you know, whether it's even internet, you know, media, where it's images or, you know, where they can provoke thought. The whole propaganda idea for these people is to evoke fear, and that fear is like one of the strongest powers that they can ignite themselves and give power to their demons, the demons that uplift them, that they have made pacts with. You know, that's pretty much what they're doing. That they call it spirit cooking.
This is real, this is not a joke
for real. Like, it's so serious. And, you know, I mean, you know, you want to talk about the magic world, the spirit world, however you want to call it. Like, these are things, like, because I mean, as far as like with us, you know, we can do the same thing, but with our intent, the intent that we're putting out is where we can send that energy. So if we have more people, let's just say, like, meditating, and we're, you know, sending that good energy into, you know, because like they're feeding their demons, but are we feeding our angels? Are we allowing our angels enough power and strength to come in and do what's necessary to be able to fight this war? If we're, you know, really just look at it, you know, if we're looking at one side, okay, we're the angels, those are the demons. Are we given enough intent and using the energy that we can to be able to uplift our angels to overpower the demons that they're feeding?
And that's exactly it. So you completely understand, because we're feeding those, the ones that
unconsciously, unconsciously, we're giving off our energies to the negative demons, the ones that's coming for our own downfall. We're giving them the energy that's necessary to win the war.
That's exactly it. And that's exactly what I'm saying. And we doing it unknowingly, you know, and that's the mouth that these people are walking into when they go to the Travis Scott concert. And then they're not going there for death. They're going there for an experience. But this is, they have the, there's a passage in the Bible that says about how the devil, like, gives you everything that you could want. Like, it gives you your pleasures or whatever. I suck at the exact words for scriptures because I've read too many books. But there's something around in that area. And so that's what it is when, you know, like the Travis Scott concert. People have to understand that you have to take these things and put them into the now, because things aren't going to be some, like, imaginary thing that you think that you know, like, I don't know, everybody is stuck in this fantasy, like something like the real world is actually happening right in front of you. And you have to recognize what's happening because you have to see it. But if you can't see it, you know, you're not, you know, it's invisible to you, you know, like.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Because one, because I guess one, because this is some things that's been eating at me for a while, and I guess I'm, you know, maybe to me it's a blessing that YouTube did what they did, because like we've been needing to kind of just go there. But you know, and I love my family, you know, who are on the, you know, the Israelites, the Hebrew Israelites, and this, that, and the other. But one of the things where I think we need to come more together on is that this, we can't sit back and think that Jesus or some outside entity is gonna just show up and clear up of all of our problems. Like, that's like, it's just, I mean, it's not going to happen.
It's totally nonsense. And like, what examples do you have of that happening historically or any ever? Like, why do you believe in something that you have never seen happen? That's what I'm saying. They have to look at the physical. You have to realize
how many generations have gone through with that whole belief and thought, like, the end of the world has come 1,000 times already for every generation have experienced some, you know, end of the world thing, and you know what, Revelations has played out thousands of times already in different eras of our ancestors' lives, our own lives. Like, I mean, shit, 2012, 1999. 2012,
like, all that shit. And that's why I want people to understand what the definition of revelations is. It's means awareness, like revealing,
to reveal, yeah,
to see. So okay, that's why I said that I'm bringing it to you, because that's where I'm going in this channel. I'm going to reveal this stuff. You mentioned the tribes of Israel. See, like, I'm going to hurt some feelings tonight. I'm sorry, but that's where I'm going. I've been tiptoeing around this shit, but I'm done now. You know, I really am, because of what they did. So I'm going to go hard. I'm doubling down. So the 12 tribes of Israel is the constellation, bruh. It's the damn 12 signs of the zodiac. So you guys are trying to make yourself into something that's in space, a star. Okay, you are a star, I'll give you that, but you're not understanding it. You're not understanding it for what it really is, okay? So you need to stop it, okay? You're still on that Jesus shit, and you're flipping it on some Israel, tribes of Israel bullshit, okay? This is, again, giving them the energy. You're giving away your energy into something that is not what your intention is. It's all about intention, okay? For you to be able to create, you have to be able to control your intention. That's what it's all about. You use your breath, you use your intention, and you create, okay? Now, if you are all off on your intention because you thought it was this, but it's that, and you have fooled yourself or something, you are, either way, you're not in the right space. So your intention is not going to hit where you are intending for it to hit, because you are delusional about your perspective. You have gotten lost. So you're just swinging your sword blindly in the dark. The chances of you hitting your enemy is very low, okay? Please try and understand this, you guys. And that's for
all. Your chances are high that you might hit your comrade, somebody you care about,
yeah, or yourself.
Because that's what's been happening. Like, honestly, like, I have a cousin that I actually, you know, put on, you know, I'm so sorry that I, you know, like, I wish I had studied more before I passed it on to any of my family or anything like that, because I went through that whole phase as well, through my search of know thyself, you know. And you know, he hadn't too long got out of prison, so he just kind of latched onto it, because like he really needed something that, you know, he could hold on to. And the Bible, for whatever reason, you know, captured him in a way that, you know, I think we all need to understand, learn the Bible, this, that, and the other. I'm not faulting for that. But the thing is that that's the only thing that he knows how to answer a person with is these, you know, this precept or precept on precept and, you know, this and that. And like they got him because he started following these other guys and he's got friends near him that, you know, that's, you know, egging it on because they're in it too. But it's kind of like their spirit cooked you, like they've taken you out of the game. Like they, like by keeping you in this dynamic and only seeing the world from that side, has taken you out of the game.
You have been marginalized. And that's what I played the clip of Kanye West. He said, "Do you want to marginalize me till I'm out my moment?" And he said, "You don't have the answers. You haven't been doing the research."
To my Sway?
Yeah. How, Sway? How?
I love it.
I love that clip. And that's the thing, man. They, you know, Jay Lethal plays it all the time on his channel, but this is spiritual, man. This is serious. Like, as far as like, how? You don't understand. You have not been doing the research. You know what I'm saying? So, okay. You guys, they got you going on whatever direction that is on this freaking, let's say the Hotep crowd, whoever. I don't, you know, I'm not picking on y'all because I'm really talking to everyone, okay? You are going in a direction that you think is something, but it's not what it is. So you need to do the actual research, go outside of that box that you are in, you know what I'm saying, outside of the algorithm, leave completely out of it and read some random ass shit that don't have nothing to do with it, okay? And start looking at the world as a real place that real things are happening, because, you know, people getting, like I say, the Travis Scott concert, people getting smushed, people dancing on top of the ambulance, people are blocking their way to get to the people. Like, these are almost, these are average folks. This is not, I'm not trying to villainize anyone. I'm just trying to get people to understand that this is the average society that's doing this. This is the regular folks, okay? So this is the state of the union, if you will, okay? So this is not, and then you have entities that they put on displays, and they like to put it in your face and be like, "Look, you know, your stupid ass can't even see this shit right in your fucking face." You know what I'm saying? You're a dumbass. They're laughing at you. These are demons, okay? And they're doing rituals. They get energy from this. You know what I'm saying? It makes them stronger and stronger and stronger. It's like, you know, growing a plant or feeding a cow. It really doesn't matter. You keep, like, what is it? One of the animals, like lamb or something, there's a special veal. I think it's veal. And they only feed them like goat cheese or something. Like, they feed them really high, like calorie food and shit. Like, they feed them really, really, really well. You know what I'm saying? And then they slaughter them young, and then their meat is really tender and tasty. You know what I'm saying? Okay. That's what people have to understand, you know? There's energies out there that want to consume you. You know what I mean? They're consuming you physically, mentally, emotionally, financially, spiritually. They're consuming you, your soul, you know? And then, you know, you're basically asking for it because they give you this thing that you know, that you're running for, that you're striving for. And then, you know, it's the trick, like I said in the Bible, where the devil is like telling you, you know, hey, these, you know, I can give you wives and mansions or whatever. I can make the desert into an oasis. come on over here. I got you. You know what I'm saying? And it's beautiful for you. And it's real for you. But it's real for you only because you are in an illusion and you are in a fantasy and you're not actually seeing reality. So he's draining your energy. He's using you. He's taking advantage of you. And that's what people do. These are real people in real life. That's what people have to understand. Stop thinking of these things. The dimensions are together. They're all happening at the same time. The third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, the seventh dimension, they're all happening at the same time in the same space. So understand that everything that's happening is connected with these different dimensions, okay? And these energies that's being drained, they're using it for whatever. You have to understand, it's just like people, like it'll be a random reason, like something you wouldn't even be able to imagine. Something, it's going to be selfish and like a evil, like a lower self motivation. But being able to predict what they're, you know, doing is, you know, not important. They want something and they're taking it from you. You know what I'm saying? And it's happening on a metaphysical level. Exactly. And what I really want to understand, want people to understand, is the law. Like you said, the laws are the ones that can't be broken, are the universal laws, you know, like physics, you know what I'm saying? Shit, yeah. Like that. You can be gravity. Ignorant gravity. You can be calm, ignorant. Right. Of yeah. That stuff, but it's gonna smash you anyway. It doesn't matter. So it would behoove you to be aware of those laws so that, you know, you can maneuver your way through this plane. You know what I'm saying? And that's all the way basic. In a way, I ain't gonna lie, you know, I feel like it's a war, man. I really do. And I feel like, you know, okay, let's talk about like the Civil War. Let's say the Civil War happened in the United States and one side appeared to win and maybe they didn't. You know what I'm saying? Maybe the other side really got what they wanted anyways, and you know, with better arrangements. And then you could talk about the Civil Rights Movement. You know what I'm saying? Bubbling up, you know, the people are like, what the fuck, you know what I'm saying?
It appeared to, like, when you said that, I'm sorry, because I'm cutting you off, but that when you said the civil rights stuff, the appearance was that we won. But look at us now. Who's benefiting from the civil rights laws more than anyone?
LGBTQ.
Right now, it seems that way, but for the last 40 years or 50 years, shoot, it's mostly been the white women that, you know, like that was the main one who benefited for the most. So it was a double whammy, like the.
And that's what I mean, because look what happened. You have to go back, and that's why I study history, and that's why it's important. And you can see spiritual events happening through time. They took out the Black Panthers, they took out Malcolm X, and they took out Martin Luther King, these, and JFK and his little brother, all around the same time. If you look at the time frame, really.
Those are the most dangerous people on the planet during that time, is because they were in the same, you know, they had a lot of power over the people. Like, they were loved by the people, and their words could actually ignite the people to a point to where everything that they had planned, like the you know, if we're gonna say the demonic side, the people who, you know, they have their agenda of what they were trying to complete, and a single, you know, speech from any one of those people could have, you know, ignited something and changed the direction of everything for them. And they are so calculated to where, or so that they were so strong about what they wanted to where it didn't matter. But murder, you know, yeah. Set up.
These are demonic energies. They don't have, the rules, like, this where the morality goes away. These people, I mean, these entities, they don't, you know, that means nothing. This is something that we've created here on the physical plane. This goes back to what we were saying when we talk about there's no such thing as good and evil. You know what I'm saying? It just is. So that's it. So these entities don't even think in that kind of way. You know what I'm saying? They just have whatever agenda that they're trying to get. And no, they, you know, and
lose. That, and they're, everything is a polarity. So, I mean, when it comes down to it, for them, the polarity is to win. And, you know, honestly, like, I mean, we can really connect it back to a lot of our history, because the same war that we've been fighting as Black people here, or if you want to say we're fighting a war, you know, that we, you know, what the war that has been waged against us is the same fight that from 1,000 years ago.
Yeah, and but I'm saying it's spiritual, you know what I'm saying? You can't make it specific to, because the Black people, but I get what you're saying.
No, the
Asiatic Black man, the original, you know, the Aborigine, the, you know, the but at the same time, this is a spiritual war, and it's really about entities, and it has more to do with what kind of spirit you have, your soul, like your energy, like what you project, you know what I'm saying? Your aura, the way you walk around, because the ones that have the most energy, like the sun, like a star, those are the ones they want the most. It's a movie about that. Fucking Stephen King, The Shining is that. These entities wanted him because he was special. He shined, and they wanted to feed on his energy because it was a special ass energy. You know what I'm saying? There was another movie like that was really good.
But when you think about it like this, I mean, the you know, it's always been kind of the same thing from the perspective I'm trying to, you know, show, is like the people of the light and the people of the dark, the people of the sun, the people of the moon. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, the polarities in which the Islam, the
Christianity,
Muslim,
and the that's Christian, how it's set up. Go ahead.
War. Yeah, that's the wars that's been, we've been going back and forth, and it doesn't really matter which example you use.
Thousands of years. And who knows how long has this been going? And when have we had balance? I don't know. All I know is that we are in now, and now is important, and we have impact on that balance. You know what I'm saying? We can either be tipping the scales over there, or we can be tipping them over here. And then the problem is what's over there and what's over here. It's hard to determine which side is the one you need to be pushing on to bring back the balance.
Well, I don't know if it's really that hard. I mean, because I mean, honestly,
what I mean is light is definitely the side. What I mean is how to do, like, because that's what I mean by like the Israelites, all the groups that you want to name, they all are, you know, they're misguided. They're fucking lost because they don't want to look at the simple facts of the constellations. And the ancients really just trying to tell you how the stars and stuff move through the constellations. And that's all they were trying to tell you.
Yeah. And I mean,
the rest of that shit is bullshit.
Yeah. Cause I mean, even though it gives the Bible can give you a lot of power, but it also can give you a lot of weakness, because they're telling you, you know, as far as the weakness side, from what I can see, them telling you that, okay, he's coming down with his, you know, he's going to come down with these angels and fight this war for you. So it kind of keeps you thinking that, okay, I just need to wait on him. I just need to wait on Jesus's return. And that's just kind of like laziness. Like, we, you know, the spirit of Christ.
Slavery. It produces slaves. That's what it does. It produces this passive, you know, it produces a zombie robot that you can control. You grab the controller and make them do whatever they want. Animate them.
Pretty much.
I mean, something.
You know, do I actually, you know, want to go to war? No, but you know, as far as like the physical. Now, I mean, I think that is more, you know, because if we're more intentional with our spiritual, you know, we can attack too. You know what I'm saying? We can't always stay on defense, whether it's spiritual or even on the physical plane. You know, that, you know, yeah, defense creates an offense, but at the same time.
Offense is the best defense.
Well, yeah. Offense is the best defense. So if you're the one, if you're actually making the attack, I mean, you actually putting yourself in a better position. So, I mean, like, we need to attack these demons because, for number one, they're not expecting it. It's like, wait a minute, these people have been asleep all the time. Because, I mean, as woke as a lot of y'all seem to act like y'all so woke about stuff, but y'all don't seem to be woke enough to where, you know, I know very few people that actually have their group meditations where they're, you know, combining their energies in order to change things in this, you know, in this realm. You know what I'm saying? Beyond, you know, into the beyond, you know, like this is a whole, like a metaphysical thing. So, I mean, it creates things out beyond this physical world, but it's things that they also manifesting right back here into this world. So you got to definitely.
And believe it. And that's where it's the Bible telling you to have faith. You know what I'm saying?
Well, the knowing.
In knowing what that you can, you know, manifest these energies. And like you said about using the group meditations, why are they not talking about that? Excuse me. Fucking talking about woke, like you say, that's the reason why on this channel, I never use woke. I never say that because it's so much bullshit. Like you explained very clearly right now. You know what I'm saying? It you know, because it's trying to tell you to teach, to learn the earth, to learn the stars, to learn the plants, you know what I'm saying? To learn the animals, you know what
Everything.
I'm saying? Everything. Because what I try to get people to understand, if you really learn, like, let's say you study one species of grass, it's a specific species of grass, or maybe it's an insect, or, you know, you find this specific thing and you study that all the way from the macro to the micro. And you study every single thing that you could learn about that thing. You are learning about the universe because that thing is the universe, okay? So the more you learn about that thing, you're learning about the universe because it's going to be the macro within the micro. It's going to be a little, you know, a little, the whole thing, people understand. With the stars, the moon, everything, you know, all within that thing, okay? Think about atoms, okay? How much do people really understand about atoms? How much do science really understand about atoms? Can they even look at all the particles? How much do you guys know about that? How much space is in between the particles, okay? You know what I'm saying? What is the speed of them? What about Hoag's boson, or like two particles in two different places, and they don't even know, from no matter the distance, and they're mirroring their movements. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Science can't answer these questions, the stuff I just said. Okay, this is what they're trying to figure out. All right. So, but the thing is, it's the it's really the universe within, okay? That's what they're seeing, but they're not seeing it as that. They need to see it as the sun, the moon, and the stars within the thing. You know what I mean? The atom is the sun and the moon and the stars.
Well, and you know, I heard this term. I mean, of course, I've kind of dealt with this perspective before, but I like the way that it was said, that the universe that we overlook, and as far as real, because I mean, knowing yourself, knowing thyself, that's like, that's an universe. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you really can kind of tap into yourself and make the connections with yourself and the universe, God, like, I mean, because I think some people really kind of just like they haven't placed all these things to where they come together, where it's all one. You know what I'm saying? I think that's one of the misconceptions and things that throw people off through the Bible, because it does have all of these different allegories using people to denote a different object, you know, a perspective of the universe. Because I mean, like you were saying earlier, the constellations, or when they talk about the 12 disciples, or they're talking about these different entities that actually equate to something totally different than what you see reading on those pages, that, you know, that they're not, very few of us have really studied in a esoteric way, or, you know, even know the different types of Christianity that existed before the one that, you know, we know of, you know, or that, you know,
like has Orthodox Christianity. Because the real thing was, and that's what people got to study, their history, because this stuff is just, it's there. The Christians were being persecuted. They were against the state. The state hated them. They was like, and really it was like a little rogue religion. It was a little, you know, it was going against the grain type.
But I think that's when there was more balance, because they had Christianity during the same time. Like, because even in the Bible, it speaks of when, you know, Islam.
And guess what?
Muslims are Christians and the Jews.
Guess what? That Orthodox Christianity, you could also call it voodoo.
Some of it, yeah. I mean, because
Or what
religion,
these people right now are calling magic. The shit that
religion,
they're doing.
Every religion is broken down into, you know, from, you know, pieces of the universe. I mean, it doesn't matter. So, I mean, all of it comes from the same thing, the same source. The only way you could talk about the all, the God, especially in a one, you know, a one God setting, it has, you know, it comes from the universe, because it's that one mind. It's that one connection that we all have.
And it's always about the earth, the water, the trees. They know this. They know, and we knew. And this is one of the things that I mean, that people really, I hope you hear me, how much we've lost. We used to be able to walk out here and know which plants, the grass or whatever, to use as a herb or something that could heal whatever the hell, or even mm-hmm. just for diet purposes. You know, we used to know how to look at a tree and you know, understand the processes that it goes through, and know how you can use that tree and use the wood or whatever you want to use for that, from that tree, and still allow it to be alive and grow back and actually thrive, because you are helping that tree, because you are, you know, you understand it enough to be able to, you know, when you do cut from it or whatever it is that you do, it helps the tree, because the tree sometimes needs a little bit of help. Okay, mm-hmm. We've completely lost this. Okay, we are in a symbiotic relationship with the earth. Okay, we, you know, are part of the earth. The earth is actually us. You know what I'm saying? The earth produced us, and it's like our little baby. So we are completely connected to it, like, you know, in an intricate way. And that means all the other animals, the including the trees, the bugs, the birds, all of them, you know, we all are part of this thing that is here on this sphere that's floating through space. And it's amazing. It's really amazing. If you look at the reality of this ball floating through space that has an atmosphere, you know, another thing that's crazy, you know, what a lot of people don't understand, Jupiter. Jupiter is like our protector in the universe. Jupiter is so large. It has so much gravity that a lot of because we're in chaos. Remember, we're in chaos. There's shit fucking flying around all the fucking time. And Jupiter is so large. It has so much gravity that most of the objects that come in the vicinity of our solar system, or in this part of the solar system where the Earth is, gets pulled by Jupiter's gravity and goes over there. So that's why we have so less amount, because really we should be getting hit by comets and asteroids like all the fucking time. Jupiter is our big brother. Why? How? This doesn't make sense. It creates a like I said, it creates a Garden of Eden, because that's what this is. And that's just another aspect of this big picture that you have to do studying to really understand, because they're telling, the ancients are telling you to study the earth, study the stars, study the moon, study the plants, study the dirt, study the trees. That's what all of these religions are saying. But we're getting lost on some allegory where the story created, you know, made it into a person. And now, see, what the reason why we get lost in that is because we have this egocentric as way to look at the world. Like, we are what's special, like we are what's, you know, God created all of this stuff together, like it fits like a puzzle. We're just one piece in it. We're not the freaking epitome of nothing, you know what I'm saying? We're just one part of this, like the, like a carpet, like a tapestry, you know what I'm saying? But we try to look at this as an egocentric way, thinking that we are the most important part of it. And that's the reason why we're getting lost, because these stories are using people just to help you understand the real earth. That's the reason why they could do like magic. Then Jesus was doing magic in the Bible, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Miracles as far as they say. But I mean, that whole idea of using herbs, you know, coming up with concoctions. Sorry. I kind of feel like we talked about something like that.
We touched on it.
You know, the blind man. Like, I mean, there was something in that soil, that mud that he made him put on his eyes, that allowed him to be able to, you know.
And that's what everybody is missing. Like, Jesus is going to come. He's going to save me. He's going to do this for me.
He comes every day.
He's as the sun. And if you really want to believe in God, then you have to believe that God works through you. God works through everything. God works through the trees, the animals, the plants, the wind, the everything in the universe. So you are part of that. So if you want to create something, then it needs to be you who does it. You can't wait for some imaginary thing to just create something. It's you. It's you. It's you. God's waiting for you to do it. You supposed to do it. You're not supposed to sit there and wait for shit. The ancestors knew this. They would go out there and make shit fucking happen. Literally. You know, there's something about the rain dance, and Western science wants to talk so bad about this shit, like it's so fucking funny and all of that shit. Like, maybe you don't understand about vibrations. Maybe you don't understand about frequencies. Maybe you don't understand about intentions. Maybe you don't understand about the herbs and the earth and the dirt. these motherfuckers knew shit that you don't fucking know, and they were doing this shit and literally in front of you, and you couldn't even identify, just like Jesus in the Bible. They're like, oh my God, he's doing magic. This nigga is just fucking, you know what I'm saying, putting some herbs and some mud and stuff together because he studied. He knew the shit. That's what the whole thing says in the Bible. It says he went missing forever. Common sense tell you he was training. It pretty much says that. It doesn't directly say that, but he was training, learning. You know, if you think about Jesus as like a person that happened over and over and over again, you know what I'm saying? A disciple, a prophet, or whatever you want to call it. It's really just a random person, Joe Blow. You know what I'm saying? This dude was training for years and years and years. You don't know how to do magic overnight. You don't know how to do this without going through the process of actually, because you have to, it's like science, right? You you plan with these herbs and these spices and all these different ingredients, and you're trying to get a certain outcome to come out of it, but you got to kind of do a trial and error to get to the point. And also you need a mentor. You need somebody who's already known those herbs, spices, the earth, the wind, the fire, the breath, the you know, and then these people have also been taught by someone else. This knowledge has been passed down generation after generation. You can't wake up and know this stuff. Okay, now the you can channel from the universe, okay? Channeling is a real thing, okay? But to really like be able to do like what you would, what people would call magic, you have to go through the time that it takes to learn, you know, how to actually do it.
Yeah, well, and you know, I'm gonna tell you, just I mean, as a beginner, because I mean, what I understand about it is because I mean, the universe doesn't talk the same way that we talk. The universe takes on our feelings, and
right,
you know, that's the frequency, that's the energy, exactly, that it understands. So saying something doesn't necessarily make it change. It's more so how you feel, and the, you know, and I mean, part of your thought will go to that, because you know, it'll, you know, it'll interact with you the best way it can based on how you know how, and it response. You really just have to, you know, if you do have a certain focus that you're on and you spend that time, just get quiet and, you know, be intentional. That's the main thing. Like, this is what you're trying to do. It will recognize it and try to match whatever it is that the energy that you're putting out.
That's exactly it. You're absolutely right, because you don't even have to say any words at all. Because it starts from the inner, the outer, you know thyself.
So above is below.
It, you know, so you don't even have to make the words. It's that intention. It's that energy. It's that vibration. It's that frequency that is the language of the universe. And that goes back to the laws. Like we said earlier, though, these are laws. You can't move. There's no, you know, you can't cheat these, you know what I mean? There's no way around this.
Yeah. I like to hear you, you know, go, you know, present your case to the judge. I'll wait for that. Let me see how that turns out for you. But I mean, honestly, I think the biggest thing that I'm hoping that us that are looking for this new paradigm to come in, the positive side, like, because those energies could have been out of our way already if we were more intentional before now. Like, a lot of this stuff could have changed.
And that's what I think, because when going back to the civil rights era, and basically they squashed it, and people didn't even realize it. And they sucked the spirit out of everybody, because people were fighting and they wanted to make change. Because remember the Vietnam War, there was a lot going on. It wasn't just the civil rights, was just a part of this thing that was happening, because people was like, fuck Vietnam. Like, why are we over there? That didn't really have to do with civil rights. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, if we're going to go into the political side of it, it's like a lot of our issues, you know, if we're actually humans, you know, why aren't we fighting for human rights? Like, why civil rights a thing? Why is that the thing above any other, you know, action that we can take?
And I think we were going that direction. It was that was a moment like I think we having now. I think that was a moment that we're having now, because these things happen in cycles, but they don't happen every day. As far as big moments where a shift, I was saying in one of the other videos, I was talking about Gran Turismo and how like you're going in a turn, right? and you got a brake before you hit the turn, and then you hit the gas in the turn, and you hit that hill just right. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And the, just the slightest difference gonna make the difference on, you know, winning or losing that race, getting second or third place, or whatever, or even last place, because they're all pass you up if you hit that one curve just too bad. You get what I'm saying? So, all right, you guys, think about the shape of infinity and how it's like kind of like an eight laying on its side, and it has curves. All right, so in the middle, it has, when it crosses this section, it kind of has a choice kind of where it could go. All right, it's kind of like a curve, what I'm trying to say. And I think that that's where we're in right now. And I think that back then when the civil rights era happened, and back then when the civil war happened, these were curves or turns, if you will, you know what I'm saying? And the way you come out of that turn is basically what happens later, and it projects for a long time. Basically, you can't make it up until you get to another turn, probably. You know what I mean? And the next turn, now you got to hit that hole absolutely freaking perfect to make up for that last turn that you hit, or the last two turns that you hit wrong. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, there's actually portals if you want to look at it, because I mean, we're in space.
Right.
And portals. And there's different portals that open up that allow certain events to take place if you're ready for it, but you have to be ready to go through.
But it's, you know, but this, what I'm saying is, like, events like this one are big. Like, it's a group, it's us kind of like our vibration changing as a species, if you will, like large mm-hmm. groups of people, you know, are
making a mass exodus.
Or like they're got their hands on the steering wheel and trying to make that turn. You know what I'm saying? And then you got these other ones that's got their hands on the steering wheel, and they, you know, they want to crash it, I guess. I don't know. You know what I mean? They don't want us to make that turn. Maybe you could think of it as the other cars, like the one that's the one that's gonna bump you in the turn and fuck your turn up.
It's kind of like the eye of the needle. Like, in order to get the thread through the eye of the needle, you have to be still. You have to be focused. You have to, you know, really be intentional about getting this into this very narrow window.
I think everybody should learn how to sew. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, I mean, when this portal is open, these, you know, like I said, I mean, there's enough, the right energies are available, they're there, but because you're not utilizing them, and, you know, some people say using the ancestors and this and that or whatever, well, they're always with us, but, you know, like I said, you're not utilizing it, because, I mean, everything that we are is because of them, you know. All of exactly. The energies, the powers and stuff that they had, they left it behind for you.
We just,
and God is in each one of, you know what I'm saying? Like us being a temple, each one of us being a temple.
And it says that clearly in the Bible.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, you know, that's the difference. Because I mean, like, if your mindset is to study, you know, because a lot of them are studying. I'm, you know, because I mean, they can argue their side and what they're looking at perfectly. But if you, you know, when as soon as you get them to try to look outside of that book to be able to, you know, give explanations, like it's almost impossible, because that's the only thing that they've been trained to do.
They've been trained to go pull a verse. I'm gonna pull this verse.
Yeah,
I'm
to be able to argue. To argue. Yeah, they've been trained to argue with you with the Bible. That's what they're trained to do. A lot of them, and it's,
I mean,
like,
you can't. How can you argue with? I mean, you can't really argue with them, because they're just gonna keep on pulling Bible verses, and I'm like, bro, stop pulling Bible verses, bro.
that's fine.
Please stop. Please stop. And a lot of people don't know. I know the Bible better than, I mean, I hate saying stuff like this, but it's really fucking true. I read that motherfucker cover to cover. Most people just fucking read, and I've read it cover to cover multiple times. I can write sermons. I'm not playing. So they keep pulling these Bible verses, and I'm like, bruh, please stop.
But just think if we was on, just think if we was really on some bullshit. If we was on some bullshit, just think about how well we could manipulate some of these people.
Exactly. I swear to God, this is the thing. Live long enough to see yourself turn into a villain. Every day I battle with this kind of thing kind of inside of me. You know, it's like, do I help people or do I just manipulate them? It's so easy to manipulate them. Trying to help them is hard as fucking fuck. Okay? That's what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say is I fight against inside of me just opening a church. I swear. I think about it all the time. I will make a killing. I will make a killing, y'all. I can write sermons, bro. Y'all gonna show up and y'all gonna give me all y'all damn money. Bruh, but I would not be a good person. You know what I mean? If I did that, you know? Because I would be monetizing these people. I would be draining their energy. I would be using them. You know what I'm saying? And then this is benefiting those other entities that are interested in this type of interaction. So that's tipping the scales in that side. And that's not what I want to do. So, but I ain't gonna lie, I fight with it every day because, like we said before, good and evil is, you know, everything is just is. You know, just and is. Again, and then if you look at each man as a God, you can't judge that man for, you know, his decisions that he make. God is evil sometimes, you know what I mean?
Well, he created both good and evil. But I mean, God is the universe. That's the whole thing. Like it's a duality universe. We got our yings and our yangs.
That's another thing that I be trying to get people to understand about history, because I did a video where it showed about how there were black conquistadors. And they have physical evidence of this because there's letters and shit. Because, you know, mm-hmm. This kind of history stuff, they only use primary sources. So they have actual letters and shit that can prove that you had black folks over here, right, with the Spaniards, killing the Aztecs or the Incas or whoever the hell was over here. You know what I mean? You know, like mercenary type motherfuckers. Well,
not in the middle of the line.
Okay, this is how we got on it. It was like black people want to feel like they was like the good guys all the time, or maybe they were the victim all the time, or whatever. let me wake you up right quick. We was on both sides all the time, every time. You know what I'm saying? If you want to look at it, like, even like however you want to call it, the Moors, whatever you want to call it, the Aborigines, it doesn't really matter what you call it. We were on both sides every time.
Mm-hmm. Because I believe Columbus was a black dude. We know that King James was a black dude. King David was a black dude. You know, if we're going to use that terminology to represent what people are, but because I mean,
makes it so fucking, like, that's where the confusion comes in, because they create all these fucking labels and then it's hard to even communicate it because we have to use these damn dumbass fucking labels.
Exactly.
Because like what you were saying about like before 1619, and what the hell would you call these people? And then it's really like the languages that they're speaking or whatever. And then again, you had niggas on this side and niggas on that side, because, you know, going back to before 1619, these niggas had to give this shit to these motherfuckers over here. You know what I mean? When these Europeans come over here, there's no way that they did what they did without permission from someone. You get what I'm saying? And those were some niggas.
or Aborigines, well, or how black folks, Asiatic black people, or however you want to call it.
Well, there was a the Sultan during that time, the Sidi Muhammad of Morocco. He was the one, like, you know, I guess you could say of Morocco or even of Egypt, because I think maybe, because I mean, we were running, you know, had kind of had our empires that changed places all the time. Egypt was, existed here in America at one point too, or that, because it's mainly just saying the capital of the world is what they were doing, just like what Washington DC is right now, you can say.
Yeah, with the mixed with the Vatican and
well, that's the United States that we
and London, and is it London, right?
Yeah, London City, Vatican, Washington DC, and Israel. Those are the United States. But you know, these type of things have existed all the time. The and the a lot of the land was sold, those 13 colonies, a lot of the land was sold to allow certain, because you got to think about who these deals because
they,
with.
They always be trying to make it seem like these niggas were so hardcore. And that's the way they tell history. Like, these niggas were so gangster. They just took over America and just went from coast to coast. Come the fuck on, bro. There has to be way more to that story. And like you said, going back before, if you go back before 1619 and start looking at that shit, then you can understand that, like, the shit was given to them. It was some niggas over here. I don't know. Who knows what they agenda was? Like I'd be saying about the energies and the entities. They be having random ass fucking, it be, you know, like I say, if you look at them as God body, you know, they do what they do. You know what I'm saying? They don't care about, like, they don't look at morality like that. You know what I'm saying? So they, yeah, you know, they, for whatever reason, they gave these motherfuckers permission. They had to have given them permission because there's no other ways they could have done what they did. They had to have permission.
Yeah. I mean, if you, and then, cause I mean, it was definitely that, because I mean, how do you just come and just set up 13 colonies without, you know, it being some form of agreement? But, was it Queen Charlotte that North Carolina, Charlotte, Carolina's named after? Like, I mean, a lot of these things, if you check the history on it, you know, because I know, you know, just to throw it out there, check it for yourself. But what was it, King? Damn, Ferdinand. King Ferdinand, was, you know, was in power at the time of that 1619, and that, because was that King James died or was killed, or I forget how exactly how that part played out, but King Ferdinand made a deal with, I'm assuming it must have been one of the sultans, or, because I mean, we didn't do the whole president thing. And,
this, you know, this part of history is really fuzzy, and this is where I would like to, at some point I will, I'm studying the Caribbean right now, but at some point I will go back and look at this time, because there's not a lot of like hard information on this.
There's some because, like I said,
I'm sure it's out there. Yeah,
Virginia, because it was something that the Charter of Virginia or something, I think it was, that King James signed. This had to be in the late 1500s.
Oh damn, we lost him. Basically, before 1619, you know, like I said, this history is fuzzy. And I'm not no professional in this area. I would love to, at some point, I'm going to go back and look at this area and really freaking do some research in it. But what I'm saying is, you had civilized tribes over here, okay? Like, a lot of the stuff that they're telling you about, like, wilderness, you know, savages, that is propaganda or whatever, confusion or whatever. They had civilized tribes. This is all documented. So you had governments here. You had governments that worked, okay, and then they worked with each other, and then you had like a supreme government that would kind of, you know, like the groups would get together and they would decide, you know what I'm saying, another, like call it a council, whatever you want to call it. And these people made decisions about groups of tribes, or that's what organized tribes, okay? Understand that if these people came over here, how could they possibly just set up shop, you know what I mean, without permission from some people? That's the whole point of it. But I don't know much about that particular in that history. And being that I'm an academic, I do not like to speculate. Go ahead, Pat. You heard what I was saying?
No.
I was trying to explain what you were saying. But again, like I was saying, that's a fuzzy history right there. It needs to be explored. There's, you know, it's either been erased or whatever, but because people haven't, you know, people just need to go back and look at that.
Well, it's fuzzy for most of us, because that's the part, that's the good part. Well, that would be like,
because I mentioned the organized tribes.
If it was a movie, like that part that they're leaving out would be like the doom, 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 doom. Like the what they call it? What they call that part of the movie when it just kind of starts, it gets hype.
The climax.
Like that would be like a real deep part of the climax of the movie, because that's where a lot of the turning
point. Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah, that's where a lot.
Because that's all led to what is now. Because somebody made a decision to let these dudes do what they did, and that's how we get to now.
Well, you gotta think about it. 1492, because I mean, this is a lot of stuff that happened within those few centuries. Was like, okay, the Moors got expelled out of Andalus, or well, what we know as Spain. El Andalus is, you know, and I mean, that's really just a part of Africa. I mean, it was, you know, like really Europe is just another piece of North Africa. You know what I'm saying? Just, I mean, if you really look at it, you'll see, and especially the way that like it's Spain, like a lot of it is still like connected in little ways. But either way, during that time, they were, you know, we was flossing on them, like, you know what I'm saying? They was hating, you know, shoot, like we was running shit, you know what I'm saying? And
because that's what I say, the organized tribes, because the way they tell the history is like they came over here and it was just like wilderness, and then you had savages, like random savages. But they got paperwork about organized tribes. Like this is not an argument. You got all kinds of actual documents and all kinds of shit that you can look at that shows that when they came over here, you had organized tribes. Niggas that ran the show. Niggas that was running shit. It had to do with trade. It had to do with government. All that shit. Organized. So, like I say, for them to be able to come over here and set up shots, somebody had to have given them an okay.
Yeah. So
that's a huge turning point in, you know, history.
Well, it's a lot of that stuff you can look up, because like I said, I have some of that stuff bookmarked here on my phone. I just can't get to it right now because I'm using it. But yeah. Either way,
so, you know, back to the spiritual thing, we was talking about the turns, okay? So that time there was another one of those turns. Mm-hmm. Back back before 1619. I don't know what years we're saying. We're just saying before 1619, whenever that thing happened that allowed the people to come and do what they did. And then, like I say, like the Civil War was another one. Okay, this, you know, it's kind of and like the Haitian Revolution. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get people to understand how world events are connected. You can't like separate all this stuff. Like, and then like when people get riled up and they, you know, fight back against the system, if you will, you know, it becomes like an energy that becomes contagious, and it's all around the world. You didn't have to have the internet. This shit is a vibration. It's a energy. It's a frequency. Like the radio, it's getting fucking transmitted. We don't need the internet.
Yep. I mean, we are the internet. We are the computers. We are the, like, we are the supercomputers. And, you know, we connect, we can connect a lot of,
and you know,
a lot really by, you know, by the Wi-Fi.
You know, like the magnetic field, they don't really know what kind of, like, they think that that it's because of, like, how, you know, the center of the earth, which is another theory, is supposed to be like a really dense, and then it, and then you have the metal, it's metal, right? And then you have the molten metal, and then you got the metal, it's moving, and then you got the polarities, and then you know how magnets and shit work, and then like how you could create a magnetic field or whatever, you know what I'm saying? It's really like electricity and shit. So they believe that that's what projects the you know, the magnetic field that goes around the planet. This magnetic field protects us from a lot of the freaking like stuff that's in space, you know what I mean? Because again, we're in chaos, so it's always stuff coming. That magnetic field is like a little layer that breaks off a lot of stuff. It really stops a lot of stuff. Like, it doesn't stop everything, but it's really great, you know what I mean? And also, it's like connected around the world. It's, you know, and like I say, they don't really understand how it's projected. And then you got what I be talking about universe is mind. And you know what I'm saying? We know that we're connected. Someone looks at you, looks behind, you know, they just look at you, and then you just look at them, like y'all, and then y'all connect eyes. Or somebody could be looking at you from behind your head, and you just can feel that someone is looking at you. Like, mm-hmm. these are connections that's very clear. Again, you have to study. We're studying real stuff, real life. You know, this is no fantasy stuff like religion tends to go in the direction. Not to make anybody angry. But what I'm saying is this, we know we're connected. So then you imagine a field of minds that are connected, creating like a worldwide web, just like the internet. But it's minds that are connected. Imagine that. Imagine that those connections also create a gravity, like an electricity, like a magnetic field.
Yep. And I mean, just another way, like, to create a magnet is what powering it with negative positive charges, which is our bodies, you know, like, I mean,
and that's what they said in the Matrix. And you know, it's really weird because that plot in the Matrix has been picked apart, like you know, I watch a lot of stuff related to, like, you know, I'm a writer, so I watch stuff about, like, writing, and like they pick apart movies, and they pick apart, like, you know, plays or books and shit like that. Like, they explain how shit, like, so basically what I'm trying to say is that particular plot line in the Matrix doesn't fit. It, you know, where, like, it doesn't make sense, really. Like, you know what I'm saying? It could be easily kind of, like, debunked, if you will. You know what I mean? It's one of those, mm-hmm. you know, it's a weak point in the Matrix. Because, see, the Matrix is very, very well written. You know what I'm saying? You know, Jesus Christ. It's basically that story, again.
You know, I hope people realize that shit. You know, what did they call him? His name was in there. His name was in there, JC or some shit. But either ways, mentally, you know what I'm saying? Possibly creating like a magnetic field or a worldwide web. Oh, the plot of the Matrix. That's what it is. The point of the people being used as energy, that part of the Matrix is like a weak part of the plot. Okay? The Matrix is very well written, but that particular part is a bad plot point. Do you understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It doesn't, it's not a good, like the rest of the Matrix is very well written. That particular part can be picked apart, like easily. That's what I'm saying. So, but look, what the reason why I point it out is because it's a reason why that part is in there. it doesn't fit the plot. It doesn't fit properly because that plot point is a message.